Hey, thank you, Kane. 807 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. You know, is it a lot of stories there, Virginia Street, with tractor trailers? let me use the technical term, tumping over. They tump over.
Yes.
When they tump over, have we? I'm not saying it is, but anybody done any kind of study on that? Is the too much of an angle there? Sure. I mean, Kane said, well, the semi was going too fast, maybe. But at what speed? I mean, if it happens with some regularity, is there some design flaw there, or is there something that could be done better, or is it just that they do come in with a big head of steam and don't hit that air brake and make that turn? I don't know, but it seems like we have stories about there, right? That location quite a bit. Now, obviously, it gets a lot of tractor-trailer traffic coming in and out of the port here, but it seems to at least be worth discussing. Maybe they've looked at it before. I don't know, but just a simple man, but when I hear there's a location where you have repeated tumps of tractor-trailers, then I go, that maybe we ought to look into it.
That's the first time I've heard that word.
Really?
Yeah.
Tumped over.
Yeah.
Oh, it tumps over. Yeah.
That sounds like a kid who can't pronounce all his letters.
Tump is a very good word.
No,
it's
a very efficient
word. It's like
I'm tucking that in my arsenal of verbiage.
You can use tump. I mean, it's like y'all. It's a very useful. It's a obviously one's a contraction, one's not, but they're very useful. They're an expedient way to get information across. Like I think instead of saying the truck rolled over or laid, because tump is not always rolled. Tump is just like one fall.
How do you spell it?
T-U-M-P. Tump. It tumped over. T-U-M-P-E-D.
Okay.
Right?
If you need tump or tumped.
If you need to empty a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, you tump it over.
Tump it over.
Right. So because if you say something rolled over, well, you could picture it multiple times going over. That's not tump. If you tump over that coffee cup, it doesn't go flying many. It one time, it lays over.
Yes.
That's tumping over. Tumping over is specific because if you say rolling over, you could imagine that it went multiple times.
I'm going to find a new way to use this word, like at least once a week.
Right.
This is pretty cool.
Kids, be careful. You'll tump that over. I say that about 50 times a week. Quit stunting around before you tump the Kool-Aid over.
Yeah. I'm going to, when we get off the air, I'm going to write a letter to Webster's. Start pushing this to be the new word.
Yeah. So is this in some sort of dictionary, or is this just kind of a local type of word?
It's something we've said. I don't know where it comes from. It's just kind of mobile verbiage, I think. I mean,
more to the serious side of this, I think that's a great question to ask, because you think about how many trucks come through here from different states. They're not familiar with the lay of the land, because those are the people who usually find the Bankhead Tunnel, and they're a little too tall for it, a little too wide too. It'd be interesting to see if a study has been conducted.
Sorry, breaking news. Yeah. Tump is in the dictionary.
It's in
Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
An intransitive verb that's chiefly southern, to tip or turn over, especially accidentally.
Yeah, so there we go. To tip or turn, which I think...
So you wouldn't say toppled over.
Right, because it's a more efficient way to say exactly what you mean. Because if you say rolled over or toppled over, it can bring... And toppled is closer.
Flipped over?
But flipped over can be multiple...
Yes.
Like flipped over, I could picture something goes over and over again. Tump is concrete in the fact that it's just...
Toppled over.
It's going to go from 90 to 45. So you know what I'm saying? It's going to be
flipped
just...
Flipped over and landed on its side.
Yeah, but that's too many words when you could just say tump. You tump and I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, so I won't use that in a news hit, but I will understand it if someone says it.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we've got... local news stations here that put, they're doing man on the street and typed out ain't as A'INT. Now, let me just, side note, I like contractions. But the contraction works where the letter is not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's where...
It's the only rule.
That's where the... right. That's where you use the apostrophe. So, A'INT ain't the word. It's... A-I-N'T. So if you're going to, do your news thing and recount how we really talk, spell it correctly,
or
please.
Or really speak. Being the word police, you'll point it out.
Spell it correctly. And also speaking of, and we're coming to the phones. Just hold on. We're coming to the phones in just a second. But the other story was, or thinking about driving, and I don't know what to make of this, other than kennel up, kids. Memphis grandmother is out of jail after being arrested and charged for a video showing her traveling with her children inside two pet kennels.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, the ones with they're plastic. Those look like Pet Porters by brand, it looks like. The plastic with the metal grate on the front, the kind I use to haul dogs around and all that. According to an affidavit, cell phone video from Saturday night shows Lamome Cheeks letting a child out of the kennel in the 3700 block of Elvis Presley just before 8 p.m. It's not funny. Concerned citizen shot the video and forwarded it to the police. Cheeks, 62, has been charged with two counts of child endangerment. Cheeks told police she drove from Whitehaven to Collierville with the 7 and 8-year-old children in the kennels.
Why don't we put her in a kennel and drive really, really fast and let it tump over?
There you go. That's why you have to put the straps in the back of your truck so you don't tump your kennel over. She also drove to downtown Memphis, telling police she made stops to check on them periodically. Like we do. I mean, I got a long trip. I'll let the dogs air out. I'll give the dogs some water if they need it. Let them stretch their legs.
Look here, I only use that word because it's so slang and it's so what she's all about. That's so gross. She should be put in granny.
Well, listen, okay, well, with more on her story. Okay. The children were told to ride inside the kennel because there was no room inside the vehicle. Now, let me argue. If the kennels were in there, there was room. Kids told police there was no air in the back of the vehicle, later moving them into the back seat. Local 24 News spoke with Cheeks' neighbor about her arrest. Shocking. It really is. I only met her like once or twice, maybe. She seemed like a nice lady. I couldn't see her actually doing that, which we all know. That is the pablum of whatever story. They go talk to the neighbor. They didn't seem like somebody to put a kid in a kennel to me.
Grandma Cheeks.
Yeah, Grandma Cheeks is expected in court at 9 this morning there in Memphis, who loaded the kids up in the kennel, took them for a ride. No word if she force-fetched them or not. But,
She posted a $100 bond. So that's, really? That's what she had to get out. $100 bond, and she was released yesterday.
I'm gonna put it up on Twitter because you got the mugshot picture is one thing, but you've got to go look at the actual little screenshot here where it shows the kennels in the back of the vehicle and just had the kids load up in the kennel.
You know, she had another option. She could have just chosen to have the kids go with their mother or father, and she'd just drive by herself with her kennels.
Load up, kids. Put you all in the kennels. All right, so that's kind of we got lots of stuff to talk about this morning. But let me go to Walt first in Somerdale, because do you want to add another word to this mix, or are you going to reinforce tump?
Well, I'm actually going to reinforce, but add another word to it. Somebody needs to go to that Virginia Street exit and make sure the road is not wallered out real bad.
wait, what's that word again?
I love that word too. Wallered.
What's that?
To groove out, to when it's wallered, like a two-track.
You don't make a hole bigger, you waller it out.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And how do you spell that?
Well, waller.
I think it's
A-L-L-E-R-D, wallered out.
Yeah.
This is fun.
And I think it is a hyphened conjunction, right? It'd be wallered hyphen out. I think that's the approved spell, wallered out.
We have the best listeners, I tell you what. I mean, you keep us groovy with it.
I mean, that makes complete sense to me. You got something. You got it wallered out bad, you'll tump over.
We need a third
word. Walt and I speak the same language.
Can we get a third word to round this out, please?
Sure. Well, we'll go to Fireball in just a second. He may have a word for us as well.
He has a lot.
Fireball.
All right. Hop on the line. We'll come to you at 343-0106. 343-0106. Somebody telling me about the French derivation of tump. And come on, don't make it fancy. It's just done tumped over. Come on. 820 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Come to the phones. Y'all hold on. I'll give you a heads up, though. Military Mondays at the original Oyster House. 10% off with your uniform, your ID. And you can do this at both locations, the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores and on the Causeway. Military Monday is just one of the many great things they have going all week long with discounts. Also, you have the Causeway location with kids eating free, and you have Give Back from the original Oyster House. Now, they give us back great seafood all the time, but they also give back to the community, whether it's the Chelsea Garvin Scholarship Fund, giving back to the military, different events they do throughout the year, giving to local charities. Great local company, great folks, and fantastic seafood. Two locations for you to check out today, lunch or dinner, Gulf Shores, and on the Mobile Bay Causeway, and online at originaloysterhouse.com. Thank you. One of my friends, many texts coming in here, but one of them, my phone from one of my buddies pointing out, if we're going to talk about tump, I'm thinking about Jerry Clower and his story about the wheelchair found bottom upwards in the creek. Man, Jerry Clower stuff.
About we the could creek. Play. Yeah, I we do could, know about the creek.
The creek. Yes, mm-hmm. we could go back and. If we could just play some Jerry Clower, might do that on the Midday Show. But yeah, we were talking about different, somebody said, use Waller in a sentence.
Yes. You
know? Okay. And I know that Walt did it, but I would say, like, this gets used a lot where we have dirt roads. Mm-hmm. Y'all quit running the same track, you're going to Waller it out. Mm-hmm. Meaning we'd like people to, where the ruts are in the road, to move over one to try to balance the wear on the road because you're Wallering it out.
Yeah, and sometimes when the ruts are real Wallered out, you can tump your vehicle right on over.
Tump slam over.
There are a lot of other sentences for Wallered out. There's a lot of good, you know, Southern words that a lot of people... Cattywampus, that's a good one.
Cattywampus is a fantastic word. You know cattywampus?
No.
So it's often... I don't know the degree without looking. If there's a certain degree to cattywampus, how much out of straight line you have to be. Because if you get cattywampus too much, you could tump over.
Definition, please.
Well, I don't know. To me, cattywampus is not straight.
Right.
Okay, that's how I said. Like,
so crooked.
Like we'll be running a boat sometimes and not have it have the trim tabs laid out exactly right, so the boat will not be sitting directly flat on top of the water. It'll have a left or right pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, cattywampus is always left versus right versus front back. Maybe I'm wrong, but so if the boat is listing, to use the proper term,
yes.
It's listing to the left or listing to the right, or the truck or whatever you're in, it would be cattywampus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Knocked askew is the word that Urban Dictionary uses, is the definition.
This is like a Friday. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
All right. Let's see if we can go to the phone. Something's acting goofy on the phone thing, but let's see. Is Fireball there? Hey, Fireball.
Hey, guys. Y'all doing a fantastic job. All right. Cattywampus. You get behind a big truck, 18-wheeler, and it doesn't look like the trailer's lined up with the truck.
Right.
That's cattywampus.
Or, Fireball, when somebody has wrecked a vehicle and they have not straightened the frame, does this throw y'all out of the loop when you're riding down the road and you see the car and it looks like the car is heading off? It looks like the car should be heading off the road, but in fact it's going straight down the road?
That's right. That's right.
That's cattywampus.
Like it belongs in Final Destination.
Trumped over, all right? Y'all, people don't know that dump trucks, cement trucks, they're top-heavy, especially trucks that's hauling diesel fuel. That diesel sloshes inside that tank. If you go around the curve too fast, all of it goes to one side. Cattle trucks that haul cattle or everything.
That's
when
for
they
sure.
go around the curve, all the cattle will go to one side and cause it to turn over. Cement trucks that haul cement. That's the worst thing because they're so high up off the ground, they're top-heavy.
Right, and so Fireball, it does, right, so and I'm following what you're saying, and we're talking about that exit there on Virginia Street, and you drive truck, right?
Yes, sir, I'm in a dump truck right now.
Is that exit, have you used that exit before there on Virginia Street?
No, sir. No, sir.
Because I'm wondering...
I haul either asphalt or material.
When you
I don't go over there to Virginia Street.
When you do take tight curves, walk us through or drive us through how you handle that to be on the safe side.
Okay, number one is nobody goes in a curve wide open in a dump truck. There is
not more than once.
You don't in that curve. You don't hit your brakes because that causes it to lean further out of the curve. If anything, you gas it a little bit or give it fuel, and that'll cause your truck to hug the inside of the curve. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And Wallered out. I'll give you an example of Wallered out.
All right.
If you ever went up 45 or 17
every weekend,
main road, they just resurfaced it because you won't see it now. There's a groove, two grooves in that lane, and that's where those trucks have run up down that road and Wallered the road out. They're heavy. When they haul logs, when a 80,000-pound truck comes through there, over years, it Wallers the road out.
And the rest of us driving, we stay, I tell you know people coming up to us, if it's raining, stay out of the Waller. In other words, move your tires to the left or right, stay out of the Waller, because that's where you'll hydroplane, because that's where the water sits in the Waller
that's
on
right.
17.
I'll tell you about the hydroplane, Sean. me and my wife is coming back from Jackson, and we decided to come through Chatham and come down 17.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll admit I was driving too fast and it was raining, but my pickup truck started hydroplaning and it went down the north side of the road in reverse. I mean, I was trying to go and nothing I could do to straighten it up worked.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's scary. And Sean, I'm going to be honest with you. My wife started screaming, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is the truth now. I had already been, my children went through my thoughts of who was going to take care of my three children.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just like the good Lord took that truck around, turned it around, and headed it back down the road, right.
And you were aimed the right way?
Yes, sir.
You know what you do at that point when you get, I meant to do that.
and there's several places where we go that we name. She did the same thing on a dirt road up in over in Pearl River County, Mississippi, and now we call that road in the name of Jesus Road.
Fireball, I appreciate the call. Hey, I'm with you. I mean, only through the grace of God and quality seatbelts am I still here today. Almost, you know, that's what almost killed me when I was a 21-year-old. And there's a reason why. I mean, obviously it's the law now, but there's a reason why I've always been a big seatbelt advocate. But I don't want to get off into so much of that. By the way, yes, Baldwin 5 on the text line. Stove up, I use that all the time.
Explain,
stove up,
please.
If
explain.
You're stove up, like, uh-huh. Okay, if you've been on the tractor all day and you get off and you're sore, you're uh-huh. stove up. Or if you did a bunch of physical work you're not used to and the next morning you get up and you're,
so like going to the gym.
Yeah, if you do that, then you're going to be stove up. Gotcha. That's the term. So let's go to John in Mobile next. Hey, John.
Good morning. Living in Pennsylvania for a while, we don't realize how much of our southern language just becomes white noise to us. but I use the phrase up there that people ask me to explain, and to this day I still can't. Three words that mean nothing when you put them together, but they mean something to a southerner, all get out.
Right.
I'm tired as all get out. Someone that can explain that even to me as a southerner, I'd appreciate it.
John, I'm guilty of using it like you, but this one I can't define.
Yeah, I can't. Maybe it's like, I'm so tired, all y'all need to get out of the room so I can get some sleep. I don't know. All get out?
All get out. Tired is all get out.
I use it all the time, but I can't. Now I'm embarrassed because usually if I use my southern terms, I can define them, but I say that all the time, and I can't define it.
I've said it, and I'm from Michigan. I just look at it as super power tired, like the tiredness of tired.
And the other one that the Pennsylvanians love is fixin' to.
Yeah, oh yeah. But that's so many times these terms, to me, I like because, and people say, well, you know, I know absolutely the right way to say things, but I also know that this colloquialism is the fastest way to communicate this information. Right?
And if you leave a room and extinguish the light, as a southerner, what do you do? You
cut the lights off.
That's it. They do not understand that at all.
What about at the grocery store?
They don't know what a hose pipe is.
Well, you know, but listen, they do their own things. When they say, I got Ken from up there, and when they say Yuns guys, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying their best. They should just say y'all and be done with it. Yeah.
They drop pronouns at the end of sentences. If you're going to accompany someone to a store, do you want to go with?
Mm-hmm.
With who? With what? It's like you're standing on a cliff waiting for the drop. Thanks, guys.
Classic, John.
And
thank you.
Elder Pennsylvanians use gummy bands instead of rubber bands.
Yep, sure do. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask about at the supermarket, do you say the buggy or is it the cart?
I say cart, shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
Yeah, I say buggy.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So does the wife. She's all buggy.
Where's she from?
She's from Massachusetts.
See?
I'm all about that cart. All right, grab some more calls when we get back and also get into this discussion of the summit going on today, which, by the way, is our online opinion poll question. Will President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un lead to a denuclearized Korean peninsula? Love to hear from you. Front page of FM Talk 106.5. It's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll.
Thank you, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. in. The right hire can really make an impact on your business. You can post to job boards and just hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? Well, when you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, and those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn, and right now you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions do apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 837 FM Talk 106.5. I appreciate that, Fred. Fred and I speak the same language, and Fred on the text line says, cattywampus is 5% less than cockeyed.
Mm.
See, there's a difference. So, I mean, that would be, I understand that.
Very scientific.
This is, flicted. So Hal talks about flicted. Because Hal comes from up in Tuscaloosa County, Gordo, mm-hmm. home of the Mule Days up in Gordo, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Afflicted, as in afflicted, but you
without the
That's right.
Oh.
Like he's saying, he puts it in the sentence here. No need to him. He's been afflicted since that high fever hit him. So afflicted, it's a faster way for afflicted. Oh, and people were questioning my use of crick versus creek. Yeah, so it just depends on where you are.
Mm.
I say creek normally, but my kinfolk from the mountains say crick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's a lot of different terms here. I guess I'm most interested in the ones that aren't just colloquial, but they are more efficient. You know, that's why I focused on TUMP. Just ones that get the message across more quickly than the regular English language.
I think that this discussion can bring more people together, because if you say a word a certain way and the other person does not, you're able to exchange, you know, how your people say it, or how your city says it, or how your county says
it. I'm willing to take words from other areas of the country
I like this. Yeah. I mean, these are words I have yet to hear in a sentence, and you are throwing down.
Let's go to Mike in Mobile. Wants to talk about the origin of Wallard. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
I was just surprised y'all hadn't talked about the origin of the word Wallard. I mean, when I was a kid, we had a bunch of hogs, and in the summertime, they like to dig them old holes up there and get a little rain in it, and they have a big old mud over there. And that was that's where the word come from, a hog waller.
Yeah, you still see them, I mean, in the woods with, you know, unfortunately, we got wild hogs all over, and right. You find a hog waller, dig out. But it's not.
My mother used to use any kind of snake was either a coral snake, you know, or a rattlesnake. Everything was either coral snake or moccasin or rattlesnake. And one other word she used was, she didn't say Chicago. She said Chicago.
Yes.
Put that R in there.
Yes. Thank you. My kin will say Washington.
My aunt says it. I'm like, you're from Detroit. Why are you putting an R in there like you're from St. Louis or something?
My kin from Pennsylvania.
I need to go wash my hair.
They say wash. All right. A couple things to get to here on the non-linguistic front.
Right.
You've got today, Dalton, you were reading something during one of the news breaks. I thought was interesting. I don't know exactly how to process this, but they are ahead of schedule in Singapore. Now, I don't mean like that. They're
right.
Of course, it is now ahead. Tuesday, yeah. Right? It's now Tuesday. Well, mm-hmm. Getting ready to be Tuesday there. By the time that we were supposed to have the meetings, it's like 8 o'clock our time. It'll be Tuesday during the day in Singapore. But it says you read the release here.
AP putting out early, or I guess just within this last 30 minutes, President Trump plans to depart early from his unprecedented summit with Kim Jong-un because the nuclear talks with North Korea have moved, quote, more quickly than expected. They were scheduled to fly back to Washington on Wednesday morning after spending all day Tuesday with Kim Jong-un and his people there in Singapore. But they said on the eve of the summit, which would be, I guess, right about now or a few hours ago, he altered the schedule, opting to return at about 8 p.m. Tuesday after a full day of meetings with Kim. And that's about 15 hours earlier than they were anticipating to come back. The White House said in a statement, the discussions between the United States and North Korea are ongoing and have moved more quickly than expected. Now, no telling whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. If discussions are going really well and they say, hey, this is going great, we can get out of here a little bit earlier. Or if discussions look like they're going nowhere and they say, well, that's that and we need to head on out. I guess we'll find out more about that over the next few hours.
And I was going to add the Associated Press also to help you understand the gravity of the situation, because I think sometimes we have the news on so much, it's easy to go in one ear and out the other and say, yeah, 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 whatever. They're calling this mind-boggling, the summit of its kind this century. Imagine if President George W. Bush had met Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein for face-to-face negotiations back in January of 2003 in Egypt instead of the U.S.-led invasion going ahead 2 months later, and you get a sense of how remarkable this summit is. That's according to the AP.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch the politics. Listen, the politics are part of everything, but some mainstream news networks and obviously a lot of people on the Democrat side trying to lessen the impact of what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, even if something doesn't come from it, I've said in the beginning, this is a big deal. When you have, and believe me, I am the biggest cynic when it comes to North Korea. I've said this the whole time. If this ends up with nothing really changing, I won't be surprised. I mean, I've watched North Koreans at work. But good can come from the fact when you sit down face to face with somebody at work, instead of a war of words from across the Pacific Ocean, right? Mm-hmm. If you can sit down and just say, what do y'all have to? There's the part they're going to do in public, and then there's this behind the scenes thing. What are y'all going to have? We want to denuclearize Korean Peninsula. You know, President Trump has intimated that maybe he would remove troops. He didn't say where. Does that mean Japan? Does that mean South Korea? I would imagine it would be South Korea, but he said troops from the region. You know, the North Koreans have this idea. I don't think the majority of people in North Korea have any idea any of this is going on.
They finally learned this morning.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, this morning
they let them know.
State-run media put out information about the summit, and a lot of people are saying President Trump, while meeting with Un, needs to be very careful. It's something you probably don't really think about, but photos, and not to give the North Koreans any extra propaganda. If there are many photos of him meeting solo with Kim Jong-un, and it shows Un smiling or maybe looking like he's getting the better of negotiations,
right,
that could be used as propaganda in North Korea.
And then wrap your head around this that happened this morning, our time, that President Trump was presented with an early birthday lunch / cake from the Prime Minister of Singapore. The President's birthday is June 14th. How we've come so far that we're now celebrating a future birthday. I mean, these talks are significant. What's happening is major. It doesn't matter the side of the aisle that you're on. The fact that, you know, the United States is having a voice, a strong voice, it's something to keep an eye on, for sure.
Now, the question will be, what in any negotiation, what's negotiable, what's not negotiable? Right? The North Koreans seem to, at this point, say, they'll step back from, the North Koreans will step back from their nuclear program in a measured way,
mm-hmm,
over time. You know, okay, a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less. We're asking for, it's what Pompeo doubled down on over the weekend, is complete denuclearization, shut down, obviously, all the weaponry, all the testing facilities, gone.
Yeah.
Will they agree to that? You know, even after, thank you, John Bolton dropped the, oh, it'd be Libya-like model. Remember, of course, with the Libya-like model, that was where Gaddafi gives up the nukes and gives up the power, and then U.S.-backed rebels years later overthrow him, and, you know, so that didn't go very well. But will the North Koreans say, yeah, we'll completely denuclearize, and then what about y'all? If we said, okay, and therefore we're going to take our troops, once again, they didn't specify whether it was Japan or South Korea, but for the sake of discussion, would you be on board for bringing all our troops out of South Korea,
mm-hmm,
bringing them home? I'm sure the squalls will be loud from the South Koreans, but if we did that in exchange for this denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, are you down with that?
And Mad Dog Mattis, when he talked about it, he didn't seem to want to bring any troops out of,
right,
South Korea. But Trump this weekend did something that we've never, at least in his 500 and odd days of presidency, we haven't seen him do, and that was tamp down expectations for this meeting.
Right.
He said, you know, we're planning to meet multiple times. Hopefully this first meeting goes well. But he was really kind of like, everybody, you know, ease your horses there, because this is our first meeting. We want nothing but complete denuclearization from North Korea, but this will take time. These negotiations will take time.
And from our programming note, USA Today is reporting that President Trump's summit meeting with Kim Jong-un will be the first ever between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader, is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 9 a.m. Tuesday local time. So as we're talking about this, this is monumental. This
today
is
here, tomorrow there.
To DVRA.
Coming back, we'll grab some calls and text 343-0106, 343-0106. It's Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com, where you can let us know what you think. Will President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un lead to a denuclearized Korean peninsula? You can vote right now, front page of fmtalk1065.com. FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Monday, and this is the week we get started with the Summer Better Than Others giveaway. Details on our website, Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter feed, and at participating sponsors and fine giveaway retailers everywhere. I don't know, there's a lot of places to get more info, but it gets started this week. We'll talk more about it. Also, the newlywed or hot mama mobile is...
Two mamas on the road.
Oh, okay. See, I shortened it to the hot mama mobile.
You can change it to whatever you want. It's that much fun.
I was trying to be efficient, and so, yes, that Miata is kind of turning heads all over town. Tell folks about the new ride.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm actually changing him out today.
Yeah?
So, I'm not sure. I know. It's been a lot of fun. Not sure what I'm getting, but I can tell you this. You need to hop online, because I posted a video of me zooming down the road in my pint size, well, really, she's taller than me, videographer shooting the video. But what we've been doing is, under the Dean McCreary umbrella, I've tested out different vehicles to let you know my thoughts, because many of you, especially now, you want a new vehicle or a second vehicle. Because this is a fun vehicle, definitely not a family vehicle. It's a two-seater, it's a convertible, and it's a drop top, and it's just beautiful. I'm just going to encourage you to go online, check out the video, and then immediately zoom over to the all-new Dean McCreary and visit with Greg and his fantastic sales team, and they can help you choose your next vehicle, whether it's a sedan, a crossover, or... a beautiful convertible. I've had a lot of fun test driving this roadster, as you would call it. But yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, that's where all the deets are.
There it is. All right, great stuff. Oh, and I get just a I'll tweet this out, but over the weekend, if you felt a disruption in the force out there, more than 2,000 women went on the skinny dip there
that.
In Ireland to set a record and raise money for children's cancer charity. 2,000 women bared all at the Irish beach on Saturday. Actually, it was 2,505 naked women spending at least 5 minutes in the chilly waters of secluded Magaramore Beach in County Wicklow, which is south of Dublin, to set that new Guinness World Record. This is on CNN, but a bunch of people have posted it because, well, it's skinny dipping. But there's no... The pictures are... You can't. I mean, the pictures are back. They hailed from across Ireland and 22 other countries around the world, helping raise more than about $342,000 for the Irish cancer charity Oban's Pink Tie. The charity was set up in 2010 after Irishman Jimmy Norman's 8-year-old daughter died from cancer, prompting the men at her funeral to wear pink ties because that was the girl's favorite color. Saturday's skinny dipping smashed the 3-year-old record. It was held by the Aussies. 786 people took the plunge in Perth, Western Australia, in their event to promote positive body images. The organizer of Saturday's event, Dee Featherstone from Dublin, launched the first strip and dip fundraising skinny dip back in 2013, and has since become an annual event, raising $180,000 each for children's charities. So there you go. If you wondered if something changed in the world, yes, there were more people together skinny dipping than ever before, at least according to Guinness.
All right, Australia, your turn.
That's
gotta,
right.
Got to answer back.
Right, 2,505 is now the mark. Beat it.
We can do that in America.
I was just going to add, it's beautiful to see women in all shapes and sizes coming together and raising awareness for something so important.
And skinny dipping.
And it's far away where you cannot eyeball them.
You're right. No men were allowed. It was a ladies-only event. And
did you see the woman who was on crutches and she was hobbling down because she wanted to make sure she was part of this event?
Now, that's determined to get your clothes off, isn't it? And hopping in the Irish Sea, which is going to be very cold even this time of year. And I was thinking, too, over in New Orleans this weekend, they had some kind of naked bicycle ride. I don't think they raise money for anything. No. Naked bicycle.
Just
ride.
This weekend?
Oh my gosh.
I think individually.
When you start talking about rumbling, though, I thought you were going to blame the 2018 Mazda MX-5 Miata. I just wanted to tell you that. I was waiting for you to say something. Like I was zooming around so fast or something, but glad it went to Naked News.
No, it's Naked instead. News. Yeah, I didn't. I was not going to. Just trying to keep people abreast of the situation.
Nice.
In Ireland. What?
Boo. Well, don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Okay, I'm just, what, you know, what, 2,500 ladies are in the sea swimming.
So are you saying you want to have the male version and you want to be part of the 25,
sure.
Maybe 2,600?
Yeah, listen, it would not be hard. See, this is why it's a news story. You know, we always talk about, you know, dog bites man, not news story, man bites dog, news story.
Yes.
Sharks in the Gulf, I don't think news story. Sharks in Bel Air Mall, news story.
Okay.
If you get, you could get 25,000 men to agree to go do this, right? Because guys are like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take off my clothes. You know, that's not a big deal. Getting ladies to agree to do it, I think, is a bigger deal.
It's a news story.
I think
if you can get anyone in this day and age with social media the way it is.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to get that large of a group and who aren't all looking like Giselle,
right.
If you can get anyone to go out there and strip down to their birthday suit, I mean, you have to tip your hat to them.
Yeah, maybe we'll organize some sort of event here.
If they were wearing a hat.
Right. That's right. Well, so, I mean, it's, once again, I think it's impressive because if it was 2,500 dudes, I'd say, yeah. You could just holler, hey, man, we're going to have two kegs, and y'all could, okay, man, we're there.
So your standards are very low. You
men versus ladies. Yes, I agree.
Oh,
I am completely sexist. I believe men will do the old streak through the house way more than ladies will.
This was freeing for some of the women. One of the participants, Deirdre Betson, she says, I've never been naked in front of anybody before except my husband, and it was brilliant and bracing.
Whoa. Right. All right. And imagine they probably went and had many pints at, you know, some pub there in County Wicklow.
It must have been so that it was like the reverse when they had to go all find their clothes and get dressed. Like, that's my shoe.
Holy cow, I didn't even think about that.
Is this yours or mine? I don't know.
2,500 clothing piles on the beach.
Horrible. Sounds like shopping.
It sounds like a great gag could have happened with somebody coming through and like with a huge vacuum and sucking up all the clothes and then saying, ha-ha, ladies.
I'll sell you your clothes back.
Yeah, see, how long you want to stay in that water? All right,
I
don't know. That's how it happens.
Oh, I know.
Show.
We wanted to thank everyone for voting in the nappies.
Oh, yeah, that's wrapped up now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it shakes out. VoteNappies.com. We appreciate the votes. And
somebody
we'll
here
out.
May be naked.
Yeah, both of y'all.
No.
Both of y'all.
No,
both
I did
of y'all
not
are
vote
up
for myself.
Both of y'all are up for naked.
Mm-mm.
I'm fighting for every category. I want to recount if we do not win.
We're going to go ahead and start
GoFundMe.
We're asking for a recount before we even hear the stats. So, all right, Laura Ingram on the way next. Be back at noon today for Midday Mobile. Remember, the Summer Better Than Others giveaway starting this week. Details online, fmtalk1065.com, our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram.